critical resource utilization, and maintenance. Once critical resources, for example, bottleneck work centers, are identified, they need to be managed. This can include managing which work centers are considered critical for a particular period. It also includes managing the work centers themselves to ensure that they can operate at full capacity. This can be accomplished by maintaining strategic buffers before the work center using concepts from methodologies such as demand-driven material requirements planning or the theory of constraints. A core goal of rough cut capacity planning, RCCP, is to maximize the utilization and efficiency of critical work centers. Bottleneck work centers need to be kept in as full use as possible, and drains on their efficiency need to be minimized, such as having fewer setups, shorter setup times, shorter run times, and so on. Master scheduling and RCCP are the first time these factors can be assessed against actual load information. Because master scheduling and RCCP are conducted over a longer planning horizon than the later manufacturing planning and control phases, it is at this point that there may be time to do something proactive about work center capacity issues. Failing to maintain work centers out of a desire to keep them fully utilized is an accident waiting to happen. Proactive maintenance schedules need to be factored into capacity planning. This will necessarily reduce the capacity that is available,